Next case, please.
The next application is case 11836. Laura L. and Dale L. Collins Jr. seek a special use exception for a daycare center, section 115-23A and 115-210-3E of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Collins Road, approximately 813 feet north of Beaver Dam Road. The 911 address is 33874 Collins Road, Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 135, and District 134, Map 15, Parcel 135.02. Again, it's another special use exception for a daycare. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
We'll get her sworn in.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Mr. Coach. Chairman, board members. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in some time. It's good to see some familiar faces.
Boy, I haven't seen you in a long time.
And I think you look younger than I do now.
Look at me.
I'm losing my hair by this time.
Nay.
I kept looking at the papers for you.
Yeah, there was one, I don't know if you guys saw this, but last year was on the front page of the News Journal. I had an awful case in the Court of Chancery that was on the front page, and it made national news. Uh-huh. And then I got a call from, I don't know if Mr. Sharp saw it, from a Wall Street Journal reporter who picked it up and did a national story on high-profile, wealthy community homeowner disputes. Oh. So I'm trying to fly under the radar now. Can't stay away from these Collins people.
Pretty hard to do.
And I don't know, there were some of you here 15 years ago who heard this very contentious kind of case.
Well, right. There was a couple of us 25 years ago.
Yeah, 25 years ago.
Well,
I believe.
We were 20. Here for Cozy Critters about 16 years ago, I should say.
Yeah, basically about 20 years for this one ahead of it.
Yeah?
Yep.
So, sorry.
That's okay.
Laura Collins, 32271 Bison Lane, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And we do have a copy of, and since you have an attorney here, I don't know that you will need it, but this was a copy of your answers to the criteria.
So, gentlemen, I'm going to try and keep this as simple as possible. Ms. Collins has formed a nonprofit called Cozy Critters After School Program, Inc., and the plan is to renovate an existing building on the parcel behind her current existing daycare center that you approved 16 years ago. And the building is intended to be used for the after-school kids so they have more room, space to play, because right now she's got 115 that she's approved for, and she's got 126 that are, when I say approved for, that's the septic capacity. She's got 126 enrolled that are there throughout various times of the day. So she's fully tapped in terms of the capacity, and the older after-school kids need more room. So here are the four main points that I want to bring to your attention to keep this simple. This facility that I'm going to show you in the back, which is at the top of the property, is for existing students. We're going to be using the existing structure. We're not enlarging it. There is an existing entrance, and there's an existing road that does not need any improvements, and DLDOT has issued a letter of no impact so that a traffic impact study is not required. I can tell you, based upon the fact that nothing is really going to change in terms of the volume of the kids or the footprint of the building, that there is no substantial adverse effect on the use of adjacent and neighboring properties. Ms. Collins is going to tell you that she spoke with one person who had opposed her daycare center many years ago, Ms. Sheridan, and Ms. Sheridan has not opposed this. In fact, do you want to explain to them your discussion with them, with
right.
her?
She called and just wanted to know what I was building, and I explained to her that I was not building anything. I was just going to try to renovate what's back there to mm-hmm. use. And she just asked if the times were going to be the same, and I said yes, there's no change in that. It's the same times. We were just talking because she's into animals, so I'm incorporating 4-H and all that back there, so we were just kind of talking about that. But that was the only concern she had, was the time, and wanted to know if it was going to be the same time, and I said yes, so.
Great.
And she said, fine, you know, that's good.
If whoever knows how to operate the computer can somehow bring this up. I can't remember which of you drove out there the first time. I think, Mr. Callaway, you might have gone out there when the daycare center was first approved, but this is the existing daycare center at the bottom. Here's the entrance. The after-school kids would be going from here to this existing structure, and there's a yard, a side yard here, and they would be playing in the side yard. There is currently electric that serves this building. There is going to have to be septic done if you approve it, and there's currently water to the building that's served by well. And the plan is to put, it's going to cost them quite a bit of money to renovate the existing building. Assuming this gets approved, the plan is to renovate that building, turn it into classrooms. It is slightly longer than half a football field, so there would be considerable space inside for the older after school age kids to run around and play. The property is currently zoned AR1, and a child care center, as you know, is a permitted special use exception under section 115-23C5 of the county code. And I do have pictures here. I have a rough sketch of the layout and where the parents would go to go pick up the kids in the back. If you want to see that, we're not doing it high tech this time. So with that, I don't have anything else to add.
Okay, but excuse me. Unless you have any further questions, Mr. Wickers, I'm going to start with you.
Yes, how many total children are you going to have passing in and out of this?
Right now, we have 53 after-school children that would go back there. That's
wow,
right,
God bless you. I had four and drove me nuts, but we need that in this day and age with a lot of mothers and fathers trying to make
we
things.
We do, and
meet.
As of August 31st, I'm now the only area for after school children. Clubs of Hearts closed, so for
oh,
LT
really?
School District.
Really?
And there was a lot of parents in a frantic.
Ms. Collins was telling me she gets up at 4:15 every single morning for this and usually is in bed by 9. And I told her, God bless you, because I'm still sleeping
Ooh, wow.
at that time.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm sure you know, Counselor, what we have to do with this case as a special use exception is it will not substantially affect the adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. You can definitely make that statement here that it will
yes.
not.
No, it will not.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Berman?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Miller?
No questions. She needs to be in bed by 9.
Right, you'll need to be done in time. Mr.
Just one. The building at the back is a house with a barn. Is that one?
That building back there is just a big shop.
Okay.
If I could.
On the side, there's wings. The sides would be closed in for the classrooms, okay. And then the whole inside would be like an open gym area
okay.
for them
okay.
to okay. be teenagers, you know, after school children.
Mm-hmm. Laura, if I could,
yes.
in response to his question, can you show him that picture and tell him what you plan to do with that building?
This is the side.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I would close in the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just make those classrooms.
Does that have to go in the record, Secretary?
Thanks.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Okay.
I've just got one.
Ms. Collins, you've heard
yes.
the statements made by your attorney. Do you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes, I
do. And do you incorporate them into your own testimony as if you made them yourself?
Yes, I do.
No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant certainly has addressed all the criteria for granting a special use exception. And I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11836, that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. That was second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Richardson, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,836. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,836 is approved.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. It's good to see you all again.
Okay.